Lovely. Welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about a very cool and a very practical topic as well. I would like to talk with you about when you identified your cognitive patterns, in fact, that how you can break through them, you know, how you can change them and in fact replace them by other ones, new ones, more useful ones to you, to your new love, new life, and to your new success. And therefore, I would like to introduce you to another analysis tool and method, in fact, you know, and that was created and in fact invented by Albert Ellis. And this is called the ABC analysis tool. And I'm straight, you will love this one very much. So I would say let's get started right away. And thank you very much for listening. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Super great, let's get started. And today, as I just said in the introduction, we would like to have a look how, you know, when we identified cognitive patterns, which we are used to for so many years, how finally, you know, we can really identify them, plus how we really can break through them. So really change them and replace them by new ones. So a very interesting episode today, and I swear, you will just love this one. And first of all, I would like to give you some additional ideas about it. What in fact Albert Ellis meant by this ABC analysis. And of course, then part number two in this episode, we will, you know, have a closer look into a practical, really example, so that you really know exactly how to use this analysis tool and from now on that you can really work with it. All right. So we already heard about, you know, that it's very important to get to know your expectations. So thinking back about the other episodes, which we're talking about, you know, Sigmund Freud, John Bradshaw, and also Mr. Morgenstern, all right? And, you know, this happens, also these expectations that we get closer to them, you know, happens in fact in situations where we become, for example, within like 1 second to another one, very angry. When we change our moods or when we become very judgmental, all right? And that's a clear sign, so hey, this may be an expectation, not, you know, as I thought it would be like. And that's the reason, in fact, why we get into a different mode, you know? And that is, in fact, not so bad. It's just important that we recognize that, because when we then start to recognize them, we can start also to work on them and put them into a different perspective. And that is exactly really what we are looking for. So the goal is really to break through these cognitive patterns and replace them by new ones. Now you ask me, why is this in fact so important? And then I would clearly give you, you know, the answer for this, that if you would like to change something in your life, then these cognitive patterns you were used to, we're working up till now, up to the level you're right now in the levels of love, life, and your success level, up to right now. And they were working super great and they were helping you. Absolutely no doubt about this. So ticking the box. But if you now would like to, you know, continue further, make a big step, you know, make your transformation in love, life, and success and really change much more than just tiny little things in your life, then you really need to have a closer look at your patterns. So what in fact are you always doing? So when you know what you do, you can do what you want. All right, a very useful statement. So, and now's the question. All right, so how do you find out about these cognitive patterns a little bit more, you know? And in fact, how can you start really to change it? And here Albert Ellis was quite straightforward, and he said, you know, when we start in fact to endure unpleasant situations, and instead of really behaving, you know, the cognitive patterns we are used to, you know, then we really, you know, first of all, start to assess it, you know, and also behind it, in fact, what are the belief systems from our bad experiences back in the past? So when we stay a little bit longer, you know, to cut this sentence a little bit short, so when we stay longer in unpleasant situations which are not comfortable for us, you know, like where we did not feel super comfortable, you know, because someone was telling us off, someone was really mean and hurting us, you know, and we stay a little bit longer, and just when we think about back in our memories, longer in this unpleasant situation, then we can really assess it, we can analyze it a little bit different. And that is important to understand, in fact, what was internally inside of us really going on. So what belief systems, in fact, from this bad experience, you know, came up and occupied us and made us, in fact, acting and behaving than what we did after this happened to us. All right. The thing is then really, you know, when we have, and that's the second statement, in fact, of Ellis, Albert Ellis is saying, you know, when you have a second person involved in this, which is most of the time the case, you know, then you have never a really 100% clear picture, in fact, why the other person was acting and behaving as they did at that situation or in that time, all right? So you just make, you know, assumptions because you think they were doing something, but in fact you not really know it if that was really the intention of the other person. So you only would find out this for you if you would ask them right away as this situation happened, tell me please, why have you done this or that? So what was your intention behind it that I really understand it? So it's like, you know, it's like a translation help and aid, so that you understood why did the person, you know, the other person do that and did that to you. The thing is, if you are not in the position to it, and most of the time we are not, you know, especially when things now happen in the past for us, by now we will never really find out why the person or that person did what they did, because now we cannot ask them anymore, you know. And that's a very interesting aspect, you know, to keep in mind, because just, you know, let's make an assumption that we now would be possible to travel back in time, go back into this, you know, event as, you know, this hurting really happened to you, this kind of particular situation you still think about up till today. And then you will say, hey, stop. And now you tell me why you have done that to me, that I you know, that I understand it. So what was the reason why you now said this or why you have done that? And he says clearly, you know, just in case we would have been in the position to do that, you know, you would really, you know, your initial guess, by the way, or your belief or your fear would be maybe more than 95 to 100% unfounded. And, you know, just this knowledge and really that really opens up that this is, in fact, a, you know, your perception is changing after that, because it opens up completely different doors. And, you know, you know, and this is, in fact, really the starting point of the cognitive restructuring. And that is, in fact, possible for you in your life. All right. So first of all, you have to stay, as to sum it up again, Albert Ellis said, you know, first of all, it's clear and it's really important to understand that when something bad happened, he highly recommends it to have a deep analysis by really being longer in this unpleasant situation so that you can make an analysis. So what really has happened from your perspective? And then the second aspect, what you really said was, it's not always so easy because we do not know why the other person did what they did and why they have done that, in fact, you know. So everything what we think or our guesses or our fears are really, most of the time, unfounded. And that was the basic, both of this, for this ABC analysis tool method, what you really invented out of it. And that you understand this clearly, it does consist, in fact, of 5 steps. The first step was A, and it's called like it because it's the activating event. All right, and for this, I would like now that you have a look around and that you take out, you know, the picture you have painted a while ago, you know, as we started to do analysis together, you know, about, you know, maybe one unpleasant situation from your perspective back in the past. So please take out now this piece of paper, your picture with all the colors and, you know, the title and everything what you did with it. And I'm sure it's a lovely picture and you will see right away what we're now going to do with it. All right, I want you now that you have a look into this picture and that you decide for you what was at that time the activating event for you. You know, what is really the triggering point for you? And then when you found it, you put an A into your drawing, into your picture that you see it right away. Whatever it was it, you know, a look, was it a word, a tone, or whatever it was, just mark it clearly on your little picture. All right, and after this, I would like that you have a look on you. And next to you, you make a B for step number 2. What were the beliefs which came up inside of you? So what irrationally seen were you evaluating and believing in this moment as activating event of the other person, you know, happened to you? So B, what were your beliefs in that second, in that moment? And of course, you write it down. So what were the irrational evaluation from your side, you know, your perspective, in fact? So how was this for you? And be very honest and very frank. And if you have done now A and B, I ask you now to show C. And C is called C because Albert Ellis called it the consequences. And this is, you know, you look on your picture and then you decide what was your reaction, your emotional reaction, your behavior because of A and leading to B, and this B led to what, you know, what sort of consequence in your situation just in front of you. And in fact, you know, what unhealthy emotions came up inside of you. So dysfunctional behaviors, emotions, please write them down. Was it like you were freaking out? You were starting, you know, to be claiming or, you know, blackmailing someone, or maybe pretend to be stupid or resignating. So what sort of strategy was the automatic reaction, consequence, which you, you know, you showed after that? And you clearly show it on the picture. And when you have done now A, activating event, B, beliefs, and C, your automatic consequences resulting out of A and B, I want you now to go into a little dispute with yourself. And you question yourself if your irrational evaluation, your belief system, your emotion were really founded, or maybe because you don't know precisely why the other person did that, were maybe also possible to be unfounded. All right, so go with yourself into dispute and also ask yourself that your reaction, whatever the other person was doing, or maybe not doing, you know, was really the smartest thing to react, you know, in this situation. As it was, it really, you know, the smartest way to react. And also, you know, which is really contributing to the situation and, you know, for de-escalation, for example. Where was it? Think about it. And when you come to the idea, oh, maybe that was not the smartest thing to do for whatever kind of reason, right? And you think to yourself, oh, maybe, you know, I should have done, you know, something completely different, like instead of yelling, being more quiet and maybe asking a quiet question, or, you know, doing another pattern, another cognitive, you know, reaction, so a cognitive way of thinking and also behaving. Then you now write it down. So what would have been better? And this is after A, activating event, B, the beliefs, C, the consequence, and D, the dispute. So the internal disputation, the E, the effect of the cognitive restructuring. So it's the starting point of it, because you now analyzed what has happened, what has A, B, and C really, you know, what has really happened in that situation. And now you're going into the mode, all right, what would have been much better than I would have been doing at that time. So we start now the cognitive restructuring process. And this is important. How the next time, in fact, if that would happen, it would have been better, or it would be better to react. All right, so first of all, think about it, that you have an idea. And now let's have a look into the Albert Ellis analysis tool. We implement this from now on, that the next time you're in a very similar situation, you know how you can really change this for you, that you are no more, you know, getting into the old belief systems or into the old, you know, behaviors, you know, which were not super greatly helping and supporting you or the other person or that situation, but that we really get you into a different modus, you know, that you act and behave differently, easily. So now we make it like this. A is of course the same, the activating event. We cannot, you know, change somehow a little bit. B, it's just the evaluation, which we can then thereafter, you know, change a little bit for us. So which means you know, you get the feeling of the other person, maybe he's not taking me serious enough. And then you have two options from now on. So the next time when this is happening, A stays the same, and B, belief system is then in fact what is then arising again inside of you, so that you feel, oh, wait a minute, I know this situation. And you know exactly, because after this analyze, you know that how you would normally react to this, because, for example, you would freaking out totally right away in a millionth of a second. And when you just understand, oh, wait a moment, now this, you know, this pattern would be starting, then you do two more things. First of all, you make a rational evaluation of the situation, all right? So what is more logical? And, you know, maybe, you know, when you don't cannot ask the other person, why have you done this now to me, you know, then you can tell yourself, in fact, there are 20,000 reasons why this person is acting and behaving as he or she is now doing, but it has nothing to do with me. All right. And this is helping you really to get a little bit more distance, in fact, into the situation. And you can top it, in fact, or to emphasize it, you know, when you go mentally, you know, out of the situation and just, you know, maybe think about your shopping list later on. You would like to go, you know, and have a look, you know, but outside of work as a complete different, you know, different picture, a different scene or so, you know, and then you go back and then see, you think about, in fact, what were the new, the better reactions you already, you know, pictured yourself a while ago as you were making this analyze. Like we said before, you know, your boss is coming, screaming, yelling at you, and you have the belief system, I am not good enough. Then you make, first of all, a stop. You say, okay, this is the belief system, it comes up, but rationally seen, there are 10,000 reasons why my boss is maybe mad or acting and behaving like this, but it has nothing to do with me. And then before you make a reaction, you know, the reaction you were already preparing, the cognitive restructuring, you know, before you were are showing this new consequence, your new behavior, it is important, you know, that you really get an emotional distance to the situation. And when you could get that for maybe 1 or 2 seconds, you know, before you automatically react this, you know, you stop it, you make a pause and you make an emotional distance in between, and it just has to be 1 or 2 seconds. Then you can think back about what was in fact, you know, the more healthy reaction, the more healthy emotions that I can react on my boss in this situation the next time completely different. All right, and then I'm straight, you just have to observe how the other person is acting and behaving towards you. And I'm straight, it's a very tough and it's a very strong analysis tool, plus so practical way of really doing it right away, for example, in daily office life. And it does always function. And I'm straight, I love it up till now, and it was not one time that it was not functioning. So it's first of all really important that you make an analysis, that you understand what are your patterns. And then you make, of course, an idea about how or what would you like to change as your reaction towards the other one. And then it's really, you know, you see that next time this would come to you, you know, you would fall into your old patterns, and then you say, hey, wait a minute, not this time. Because I don't know exactly what the other person really thinks and why he or she's doing that and that. And with that, you already get this emotional distance that you can, you know, get out your new thought about patterns and that you try them out in this situation. So this ABC analysis from Albert Ellis is really great. And now in front of you, you have your, you know, painted picture with ABCs, D's and E's. And, you know, I hope you now understand, you know, what you can do with it. So you can really play with it in any kind of picture, you know, painting from now on. You can show the A, B and C's for sure. And that is very important, you know. So when you know what you do, you can do what you want. And that is really behind this. All right. So a very practical one also for today. I hope you had great fun just like me explaining all the A, B, C, D and E analysis from Albert Ellis, and you really enjoyed it. And from now on, you also use it in your daily coaching life. So thank you very much for listening. And I would say up to the next one. And if you have any questions, you know, in between, and, you know, just get in contact with me over my website, you'll get your free consulting call, or maybe you would like to speed up your, you know, big transformation process in love, life and success, and you have so much more questions, or you would like to intensify our, you know, our working together, then please get in contact with me. We have a closer look into your situation and we bring you up to speed. So thank you very much for the time being. And have a nice day.